Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android. It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1398, recorded January 5th, 2013, CES Preview. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. Let me see here. Got my plane tickets to Las Vegas? Check. Got a rental car for Las Vegas? Check. Got a hotel room? Got a CES time!
It's the same dumb show with Dick.
Oh, when I do that, it stops it. Okay, I've learned my lesson. I won't be doing that again. Let's try again, shall we?
Yes.
The same dumb joke. I'm getting ready for CES. I got my plane ticket here. I got my rental car reservation here. I got my hotel.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Geek disease!
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the GizWiz, a special edition, the CES edition. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how are you? Are you excited?
I am. I just hope I can stay on your the floor of your hotel room.
Oh, you know, you'll be the eighth person.
It's, you know, I got to tell you, while every other trade show in the world is just dying on the vine, CES continues to grow. 150,000 people we're expecting, or they're expecting this year. We've been trying to get a car. Can't get a car. We did book the hotels earlier. It is just as difficult as ever.
And now it's back to two different convention centers. You know, for a while, it had gotten shrunken down so that everything fit in the Las Vegas Convention Center. Now it's back to two convention centers.
Where's the other one?
It's the Venetian. I think it's the Sands.
They demolished the Sands. Yeah. The Sands is gone. Yeah. So
the Sands is gone.
So we can't go. We can't all go to the Sands, which used to be great because it was kind of near the convention center. Now we have to go all the way back to the Strip.
And where did you end up?
I'm not. Yeah, I'm at the Rio.
Oh, at the what? The Rio?
The Rio.
Oh. Now I heard the Rio is very nice, but it's even off the Strip.
It's off
right?
the Strip. It's on the other side of the Strip from the Vegas Convention Center. Yeah. So, in effect, we're as far as you can be and still be in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is it's only a mile from the Brick House.
Yes.
So that part's good.
We don't actually fly.
No, you don't.
Now, the Rio is very nice. The reason I'm going to be there is because I'm going out early to do the New Media Expo in Blog World. So that's...
Oh, Blog World. Okay.
What, you don't know what the new media... You're in new media. You don't know what the New Media Expo is?
No, I know what it is.
But you've heard of Blog World.
Yeah, I've heard of Blog World.
All right, well, I guess I'll call it Blog World. It's presented by Blog World, but it's really the NMX, where content meets commerce.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
So that's going to be fun. January 6th through 8th at the Rio. Now, if you don't, you know, it's $87 for the pass, but you can get 20% off. If you go to techguylabs.com, we've got a 20% off. You know, I could just tell you. There's a code. Let me just see. You don't have to go to techguylabs.com. There's nothing to click. It's just a special code. Where is it? It's gone. Where is it? What's the code, Glenn? Glenn, what's the frequency? Hi, everybody. I don't know. Somebody's coming now. Somebody's running.
Running.
They're running. Now they stopped. Now they're running again. Now they've stopped again. Chat room, Leo 20. Thank you. Or no, they have a question mark after that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't. No one knows. By the end of this show, keep listening. I will have the code. It's something 20. Maybe it's a twit 20. I can't remember. It's something 20.
And so you're hosting a show there.
So what am I doing there? I don't know. I'm going to show up. I am giving the keynote. So I think at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I'm really ill prepared for this. Somebody's going to take me and put me on wheels and roll me into the place. And then at 1 o'clock, I think we're having a meet and greet. And then I'm giving a keynote at 4 p.m.
This is Monday?
Monday,
okay.
And then shortly after the keynote, I have to rush over to the podcast awards. Because the podcast, I'm going to be hosting I'm not winning any awards, but I'm hosting the show.
That was wait a minute.
If my consolation prize.
Right. If one is hosting them, it's very easy to win.
I think
them.
I've won. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I just tear up in the envelope and don't read what's on it. I say, and the winner is me.
There you go.
Do you think if I did that every single time that would wear thin as a joke?
Not to the people who you employ. To everybody else.
And the winner
perhaps is
me. I'm just going to do that.
No, I think
on
you
every
should.
Award.
No, you should say the winner is Mr. Leo Laporte. Is he here? I'll put the award aside for him.
Yes.
So that you know, you vary it. L. Laporte. Oh, I'll put this aside for him.
Mr. Laporte's not here to accept, but I'll accept on his behalf.
There you go.
What is
and
it?
And that 20? Way, people don't catch on.
The offer code I've been told is Leo 20, or Twit 20. So both of them are okay. It's on, okay, if you go to inside.twit.tv, you can also find it there. In fact, the whole schedule is there. So that's going to be fun. So then Tuesday, CES, the show floor opens.
Yes.
And I will be at the Ford stage for most of the day interviewing many of the great big names at Ford who are coming by. And then we're doing a panel on the connected automobile. I've got Paul Mascarenhas, the CTO of Ford, John Ellis, Ford's global technologist of connected services. Ooh. And the panel will have the CEO of Roku, the CMO of Stitcher, and the associate director of Sharp's smart TV platform, Vishnu Rao. So we're going to talk about connected devices. Some of this will be available on demand via Stitcher. I don't know if we're streaming this live or not. My keynote will be streamed, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So 1 p.m. meet and greet, Podcast Pavilion, booth 407. 4 p.m. the keynote. That's going to be streamed, I think. 6:30 p.m. the Podcast Awards. I believe we'll stream that. And then if I can, I'm going to try to wander the show floor a little bit. Maybe I'll bring a flip cam with me.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to have my pivot head glasses.
Are you going to wear? Actually, I have a pair of pivot heads. I could wear those.
They're really easy to use.
And then people don't know you're interviewing them. They just think you have ugly glasses.
Oh, well, they're not great for interviewing because the mic is really directed toward you so you can narrate what you're seeing. But for walking around and just picking up a device that, you know, you can't take home with you or they can't ship you really soon, just hold it in front of your eyes and talk about it and get a little
Maybe
video
that's
clip.
What I'll do is I'll wear the glasses, record my point of view, and also hold up my phone and record, an interview.
Oh, there you go.
And then, and then we can intercut back and forth.
Whoa.
Pretty fancy.
Whoa.
Pretty fancy, huh?
That is fancy schmancy.
So you're going to be there. What are you doing? You're going to be doing...
So I'm flying in tomorrow. Padre's doing an hour special tomorrow at CES Unveiled.
Yeah, we know he's driving there because we actually have the Padre cam.
Is he back up again, cam?
67 miles an hour going down I-5. He's slowed down considerably now that he knows we're watching him. So he's driving to Vegas. He'll be there in 6 hours and 38 minutes, it says, on Glimpse. He's using Glimpse. I love Glimpse. We talked about Glimpse before, right? You sent a text message saying, I'm on my way. Here's a map. And it's a real-time map of his progress.
Oh, this is great.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. He's stopping at every church, I noticed.
He's saying, bless me, for I have driven too fast.
For I have speeded.
Bless me, Father, for I have speeded. So we got the Padre cam. He's on his way. He's going to do CES, what is it called?
Unzipped?
Unveiled. That's a different show. Okay.
That's a totally different. And that trade show is now a totally different week.
They moved the week. I'm disappointed because that was
the Adult Entertainment Expo.
Yeah. That's a different week now. So you can't really combine the two.
No, you cannot. So he's going to do an hour special from that.
That'll be Sunday night. We'll get that. We hope we'll get that on the air Monday. We're kind of, okay. Don't tell anybody, but I'm not super confident of this. Because what we're going to do is going to shoot this, right? And then we take it's recorded to to cards, right? But it's like 10 gigabytes an hour, so it's like a ton of stuff. And then we're going to go down to a guy's house and upload it. That should work fine, right?
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
So, anyway, if the upload works, we should have it sometime later that week. And then you're going to do, are you doing the digital experience or Showstoppers?
I'm doing two different. I'm doing a one-hour special from Pepcom Monday night.
That's the digital experience.
Digital experience.
That's the one that wouldn't let me in last year.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And you're getting in?
Well, either that or we're bringing mics on very long sticks. and a Zoom lens. Can you come to the door?
I'm sorry, sir. You can't come in. Moment. Can I stick my microphone through the door, please?
Yeah. No, I have an official invite for that.
Yeah, no. Jay Bisco says, don't forget to bring your press credentials. That's not how you get in. I have press credentials. I've always had press credentials.
No,
that doesn't
get
you
in.
You have to make Jim Pepper happy. If you know
and
what I mean.
You do that before you get there.
You won't accept it afterwards.
It's the only Pepcom event where you cannot register there. You have to pre-register.
They let you show up at other events unregistered.
At other events you can register.
They're very difficult at CES. I wasn't even going to try this year. Screw you.
I think you could have. Yeah. I think you could have.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have some of the other things to do. Then Tuesday night at Showstoppers.
I'm pretty much making that they don't let you in.
Yes.
Are you with that Leo guy? No way.
No. Well, then I show my ABC news card.
My recommendation, don't mention me.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they like me.
And then at Showstoppers, I'm going to roam around with Chad and the camera guys and shoot interesting B-roll, which you and I will talk about, and we'll roll that into the show that we do a week from Tuesday.
So Showstoppers won't be a special. We'll have that for the next GizWiz.
That is correct.
But Pepcom Digital Experience will be a special.
Right.
Even if it's just video of you getting thrown out of the hotel.
That's special. That's very special.
And then Padre
gets
special.
Thrown out, it's even more special.
I should explain why we even cover these events. It's not because I have any interest in covering anything Pepcom does, but because there are lots of vendors who give Pepcom lots of money to get to have little booze at these mini shows. And so it's a great, you know, it's the only chance you get to see some of these little people.
Yeah. Also, it actually works out great for the press because
if they let you in, it works out great.
Yeah.
Works out really good.
Yes, you go to a booth and there's 300 gadgets, and you have to find someone to tell you which the new ones are. And at Showstoppers and Pepcom and CES Unveiled, the two or three new products is on the table. There's a PR person there and a company executive there. So in minutes, you can find out what's new for each company as you walk
away. It's limited, though. There's how many people are there at one of these events?
Probably 50 to 60 tables at CES.
So these are companies that either don't have a booth at CES or want the additional attention. So they spend $10,000 to $15,000 extra to have this access to the press. And then I don't get let in. I'm not bitter. I just want to point out.
Oh, no. That's
we're being
great thing about this.
Extremely generous by covering this event, even though they refused to let me in last year. But we're going to do it not because I want to do any favors for this nitwit, but because these companies I feel bad for, they spent a lot of money to get the attention. And so we're going to cover the companies. It's because we want to cover the companies.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
Meanwhile, the next day's event, Showstopper Steven Leon's great. We can ask him for anything. He's very helpful. You know, he says, whatever you need, Leo, come on in, bring your crews, all of that stuff. And I just don't understand why Jim Pepper is such a dick. Excuse me. we'll bleep that out.
Okay, I guess I won't be.
No, just don't mention me at all, and you're fine.
Okay. Just show an ABC.
You know what they did last year, though? I tweeted they won't let me in, and there was a firestorm on the Pepcom Facebook page. They actually closed the account.
Oh, really?
Because they didn't want anybody to mention this.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this isn't the first time this happens, almost all the time with this guy. I don't know what it is about me. He just doesn't like me, I guess.
And you say nothing but nice things about him.
Now I say only the best. I've learned never, never, ever to slime him. So, no, you'll have a good time there. Do you know who you're going to see?
I have a list of people.
Really? He provides you with a list, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, he treats you like... I just don't understand.
I don't want to walk in cold.
I just don't understand it. You know, maybe I was thinking of getting a costume and going in costume.
Oh, in drag. You still have that dress?
Well, this was, we were testing the costume out. I actually have some test shots for the event. I don't know. I don't know if this will fool anybody.
Well, you look like a hard-working reporter.
Is that what it looks like?
Who's been mauled by a bear?
Maybe that won't work.
No. Mm-hmm. I would just keep that for after hours.
Well, have a good time at that wonderful event. You know why they don't let people in? Because they spend a lot of money on food, and they know that I'm a freeloader, and I'll just eat all their food. They do have
good
food.
They do have good food. Yeah. Actually, CES events usually have good food.
Does CES, the Unveiled or Unplugged or whatever the first one is, Sundays, do they have food?
You know what? The two times I went, they had light hors d'oeuvres, whereas the other places you can actually go and have a dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, tons and tons of food tables.
Oh, man.
You walk around
and prime rib and...
Yeah,
somebody told me, I've never been to one, but somebody told me that they had a chocolate fountain one year.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. So CES Unveiled is much lighter than that, but usually have to give the press something or they won't show up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell all the companies why Leo's not there. And let's see, is Padre SJ on his way? Yeah, he's going to be there. He'll be there in time for tomorrow night's big event.
Oh, so good. Tomorrow's the afternoon. That one is 4 to 7.
Yep. And then you go to the digital experience on Monday and Showstoppers on Tuesday, and we'll have that coverage. Scott Wilkinson is also going to be there, a home theater guy. He's going to be doing his special edition of the Home Theater Geeks, interviewing all the big TV companies. I know that's too big a deal for you. You don't cover that kind of stuff.
No, although I want to, Westinghouse... for some reason, is coming out with a 4K TV.
I saw that.
Is that bizarre?
110-inch LCD.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this is the same.
It's going to be $59.
I don't think this is the same Westinghouse. Maybe it is the same Westinghouse as we all know and love. You know, the dispose-all maker. They have a. I think they sold the name to somebody
else. Well, they may have, because Polaroid.
Yeah,
Polaroid's introducing three cameras.
Yeah.
And they're introducing a video cam that somehow you put yourself in the picture.
Maybe it is. They're in Orange, California. Yeah. Maybe it's the same Westinghouse.
Well, you know, Westinghouse has been doing TVs for a fair number of years now, but I never thought they would jump to a 4K unit, since they sort of...
They were the low-end stuff.
Yeah, exactly, the low end of the market. But
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. And I didn't see many press releases on 3D TV. You and I are the only two people at CES. who are not thrilled with 3D.
Oh, I disagree. I don't think, really? In fact, I don't think you're going to see anybody talking about 3D this year. It was a flop. At least in the home, it was a flop this year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you get it kind of automatically. If you buy any of the higher-end TVs, they all have 3D built in. But, you know, I bought my Panasonic Viera. I bought it a GT50, which is one step down from their top of the line. It's 3D. Didn't come with glasses, though. Which tells me they figure...
they figured they'll get you for another $100
for glasses. You want it.
If you want them.
Yeah, and okay. I bet you most consumers figure, oh, we'll save a couple $100.
Yeah. But, you know, every year at CES, and they're quite well done, there are a group of TVs, brands you never heard of, that do 3D, fairly decent 3D, without glasses.
Yeah, but you can't move.
No, you...
It's called lenticular 3D. And it works because it works in one spot. So that you remember, Dick, they put little dots on the floor that you have to stand on. And it's why this is never taken off at home, because how many people want to sit and not move when they're watching TV?
No, that's not why. It's because the dots are $1,000 each.
Very expensive. They're pricey expensive. Dots.
Yeah. That's why the TV's $59, because the dots, and you need at least one. So you know where to stand.
You do, yeah. No, the glassesless 3D is not going to happen.
Okay.
No. They
heard it here.
No, I can tell you. The only way 3D works is by having a different picture come into each eye, right?
Correct.
You have to have, because it's simulating parallax, right? So you have to have two different pictures in each eye, and there's different ways of doing that. They used to do it with the anaglyph glasses that were different colors, right?
Yep.
And then most home TVs have shutters that alternate in the glasses. That's why you have to charge them. The passive glasses in the theater use polarization technology, so they have rotated 90 degrees. But all of these technologies are to give different pictures into each eye. Left eye is different from right eye. And then your brain puts it together into a single picture with depth. The problem with doing it without glasses is you have to somehow get a different picture to each eye. So the way lenticular works is kind of like, remember those, I think Mad Magazine probably did a cover with those.
We did, yes.
You know, Jesus looks at you and then he's looking away from you as you turn the cover. That's lenticular also, because the angle, but that's why you have to be in a specific spot, because one eye's looking at a slight angle different from the other eye, and you're getting different pictures. The only other way to do it that I can think of, and if anybody could think of a better way, that's the only other way to do it would be actually have eye tracking technology built into the TV. You'd sit there and say, okay, I see your left eye. Okay, I see your right eye. I am now going to change with some sort of lenses to follow your eyeballs around. That won't cost much. That's not going to cost much. That's why 3D is not good. I was wearing 3D glasses last night. I bought some for my TV. And at home, you feel dorky. Do you wear 3D glasses over your glasses?
Yes, I do.
And? You love that?
Oh, no, you feel dorky. But I'll see a 3D movie once a year, so I don't mind it for
that. That's why
but
I agree.
I do not want a 3D.
Exactly. It's different in the theaters because it's an event. Yeah, it's a special thing. I saw The Hobbit, in IMAX 3D, and it was cool.
I saw Hugo in 3D.
Yeah, I saw Hugo. Avatar. Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want that every night at home. Yeah. No.
Well, anyway, you ain't getting it every night.
No, but I do think that the TV manufacturers need to have something to get you back into the stores, because they're going bankrupt. So that's why, you said it, we're going to see 4K. Lots of 4K TVs. Super high resolution.
All we need is some content, though, because 2 years ago, when Panasonic showed their 4K, it was quite amazing. And I said to the guy, so what kind of content is there? And he said, well, the demo reel that we made.
You know, there's one company that ships a 4K TV. You can buy it today at the Sony stores.
I think
it's $10,000 or $15,000. But with it, you get a hard drive full of content.
That's the way.
It's the only way. It comes with a media server. It has to, because you have to have, because you can't fit a 4K movie on a Blu-ray. It won't fit. It's too big. You get 15 minutes on a Blu-ray.
Yeah, so that's not going to really take off unless it's because even if you could afford the TV, the content's going to be wildly expensive.
But they're making the content. It's just there's no delivery mechanism right now. Is it $25,000 for that Sony? Maybe it is. I know it's more than I could afford.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're
with
at least,
all the bundles of money you said they're throwing at you, you can't even afford $25,000.
It's a 3840x2160 television set from Sony. Amazing. Feel the beauty.
Wow.
Do they put $25,000? It is. It's a little more expensive than I said it was.
Yeah, 25.
But it's big. It's 84 inches. It's a big TV. Yeah.
What's the one you just bought?
I like the Viera at 65. The Viera.
65.
The VT. Everybody says the VT or the GT. The VT is the top of the line. Is the best TV made. Everybody loves it. I think we're going to see some very high-res TVs. But this is why we have you and Scott and Father Robert Ballester down there to tell us what the hot stuff is. I'm sure Sony will show
I'm also looking for junk, so don't forget that.
Yeah, hot stuff and junk.
Hot stuff and junk.
Yeah. Well, now this is a special episode. I'm not going to do, I've already talked too much, so I'm not going to do a Sky Mall gadget.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's different, we're going to do a little shorter show than normal. I don't think so. I was just going to say, even if I just do three gadgets, we're already over.
I think you got me started. I apologize. I'm going to shut up now.
No problem. Okay. All right, so I'm going to talk about a couple things that I already know. Now, this was not... It'll be the first time for it at CES. It's a Kickstarter project that was looking for $10,000, and it's called Un Bobine. They ended up with $212,000 and change. And the idea was, I thought, very inspirational. And then I'll tell it what it is. And then the comment you made has me thinking now. All right. So everywhere we go, we bring charging cables for the iPhone and your Droid or whatever. So the object here is you also usually bring along a stand for your phone. So when you're watching movies or you're shaving and you want to have the phone standing straight up, even if you're doing FaceTime, you don't want to sit there holding the phone, so you bring a stand. So the object of this is to take a charging cable, wrap it in steel, so that as you charge and sync, you can make a coil of metal, and then hang your phone from it or stand your phone so that your phone stands straight up. And I thought it was a great idea and was planning on bringing it out on the airplane. But then you said should be wary of...
I don't want to throw cold water on this.
No, well, I think it's something to be wary of.
These USB ports, usually they're micro USB, or in the case of the iPhone, it's a lightning port. I'd be more worried about the micro USB. If you're resting the weight of the phone on that, doesn't seem like that seems like it's going to be hard on the charger.
Well, yes. You're showing the phone sort of hanging sideways. So my guess would be if
upright's
I did
not
it,
so bad.
Yes, I was going to say is to use the phone upright with the coil directly under it so that there's as little stress as possible.
We've seen these micro USB connections fail just with normal use. So I'm a little worried about it, you know, holding up the phone.
Okay. Well, take that into consideration. when you go to Fuse Chicken, for some bizarre reason, the company is at fusechicken.com.
Oh, I find that perfectly sensible.
Oh, do you? Oh, yes. Okay. If I said, what's their website, you probably would have just guessed it, right?
Well, the name of the product is Un Bobine, which I guess is French for a bobine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're not English speakers.
Maybe.
So they have, now they don't have, they have a 30-pin connector. They don't have a lightning connector. So you'd have to.
No, there is a video on the thing as how to use it by hooking up the converter connector, right. But they do not have a direct iPhone 5 cable.
Mini USB and a micro USB.
That is correct. Yeah. And a regular iPhone 4.
It's on Amazon. I mean, I'm tempted to pick. I mean, it's a cool idea. It's like a gooseneck phone.
Yeah. It's as really trick looking on your desk. People would go, whoa.
What are you doing? Whoa. Dude. Whoa.
And there are $30 for 2 feet and $28 for 1 foot.
2 foot? Wow.
2 foot, yeah.
That way you could use your phone to whap somebody. You could reach across your cubicle.
Yeah, you know, if you can't get into a press conference, just stretch it out and stick it through the door.
I need one for CES. Oh, I wish I'd known about this. I could use that as almost like a tripod to hold the phone out.
Yeah, let me hang on. Let me just.
What does it look like if you just like stick the phone straight out? Does it hold it? It does hold it.
Well, yeah. Well, wait a minute.
What kind of phone are you using?
Galaxy 3.
Okay, that's a normal sized phone. It's not particularly heavy or light. It's just normal.
No, it's medium size. Yeah. And
I could just stick that in the room.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let's see. The connected up there.
I am.
Yeah. I could have it shipped to the hotel room, somebody said. Maybe.
Right. Oh, you know what, Leo? It bends a little.
Great.
Hang on. Da, 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 da. If you hold it at the very end.
It's kind of like a fly swatter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it bends a little, but it's good. No, that would work.
Yeah. There you go.
I have that. What was that company that they sent me a bunch of them? They make the tripods or the monopods that you put the microphones on in movies, and they make some monopods for phones that you can click your phone onto. So,
I'll
bring that. I have to remember to bring that.
Yes,
for the Pepcom.
We did it like 2 years ago. They came out with it.
Yeah.
So that if you were in a crowd, you could put your camera on it.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they're actually a well known company. They sent me a bunch of these. I have them somewhere. I got to find them.
It's not Joby, because Joby makes the tiny little
GorillaPods. They make GorillaPods. They make something like that. No, this is like a movie industry stalwart. They've been around for years.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I wish I could remember the name. I'll have to run over and ask Alex Lindsay. He'll know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is he in town?
Probably not. I noticed there are a lot of people next door. I think they're doing some sort of training. So. It was kind of embarrassing, because I was dressed in I was wearing my dress and the makeup and the wig, my costume, my disguise for the Pepcom event.
Oh, now it's a costume. Well, that's a good cover.
And they ran a tour through here. So they said, there's Leo Laporte, the founder of the company and the chief twit. And I, hello, how are you? It was not good.
I know. It was a lark. It was a lark.
A lark. That's it. I'm on a lark right now. That's what I said. Yeah. Just a little something we do on the day after New Year's. It's just
part
of the fun. It's Festivus fun.
Festivus Dragus Day.
It felt good, though, Dick. It felt good.
Well, I think that you should live out all these fantasies and see which one really sticks.
All right. So Bobine from... What? Fuse chicken.
Fuse chicken.
Okay.
Oh, you see, it didn't roll off your lips.
I remembered it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Earlier on, I said, Leah, what do you think Un Bobine's website is? And you said, Circuit Break a Turkey. And I said, well, no.
Wait a minute. I got to find out what Bobine is in French.
Oh, okay. Where's Dennis? Dennis is taking French.
Does he speak French?
Yeah, Dennis. Are you up there?
Bobine. Let's see. We'll go to Google Translate.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah, that's what Google Translate's for, man. Un bobine.
Une bobine.
Une bobine. It is a coil. It's coil in French.
Oh. A coil.
Oh. That's really cool.
There you go.
It's like a bobbin.
So I don't know where they got the chicken part from.
Fused chicken, we don't know. Maybe that's a bad translation of something else. So what else are you going to be looking for?
Oh, Dennis said his translation is a reel, R-E-E-L. So that works, too.
A reel or a coil. Well, that's exactly what that goose deck
is. Yeah, a coil is. All right, so someone said, oh, Dick, you got to see the Node. They wanted to come to MAD. And the Node can do – I said, you know – can you send me a video of what the note is? And I'll look for it at CES. So they said, oh, we'll have the inventor send you a video. And so he made a little 2.5-minute video. So we're going to, I will go looking to see the node. And this is what, according to the inventor, the node can do.
Oh, and that means I probably need to
oh,
play
yes,
that.
That's yes. Be carefully
and
prepared.
Now, let's go see what the node can do. Is there audio on this?
Hi, this is George from Variable Technologies. We make a very sophisticated and unique product called Node. Node is a wireless sensor that works with your smartphone. It augments the sensor from your phone with additional sensors in here. But what's really unique about Node is it's a platform technology in that we have sensor modules that are actually attached one at each end, and they're completely interchangeable. So you can attach different types of sensors and combine them to do various functions. So the platform itself is a Bluetooth-based platform. It has rechargeable battery with battery life up to about 30 days. And the whole thing charges through a micro USB port. But beyond that, our platform is also quite sophisticated. We put in a sophisticated set of motion sensors inside. We call it the set core. Core consists of an accelerometer, magnetometer, and gyroscope. The three pieces of sensors combined creates a very sophisticated motion capture. And so you can use this as a joystick, use this for also motion capture as a controller. And then we have sensor modules at the end. So what kind of sensors, you might ask? We have one that's called Clima. Clima is essentially a weather sensor. It can measure barometric pressure. It can tell your elevation level. It tells your ambient light in the environment, as well as humidity and ambient temperature. And can record the whole thing to stream it directly to your phone. We also have an infrared thermometer called Therma. Therma, it looks at the surface temperature of objects. So you can point this at an object and get its temperature. And so same thing with your various surfaces.
It's like a tricorder.
You can point your forehead and get your temperature.
Wow.
On your forehead. We also started offering some newer sensor modules fairly recently. It's called Chroma. Chroma is a color sensor. It fires white LEDs at a surface and get the reflecting color. And so what you
this
can
is
do is
so
you can
cool.
say, look at a particular color hey. That you like.
And I think Home Depot is buying this.
Yeah.
Into various colors.
Yeah. I hope they make it for Android too.
We can even compare this to a different color. And Chroma will tell you how closely these color matches. We'll also offer a suite of gas sensors, such as carbon monoxide, chlorine.
Oh, I could use a gas sensor.
Industrial gases. And in the future, we'll be offering additional interchangeable sensors to suit whatever your needs are. Beyond that, we also have an open API system where you can create your own software apps in your phone to use this sophisticated piece of equipment for your own application and your own users. And so for more information, you can go to www.variabletech.com and check it out. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, that's so cool. I want one. I want two.
Yeah.
I need the gas detector. Well,
yeah.
I got one of those. It's called.
So $149, and then modules will be $25 to $75. And the guy told me that they're very close to a deal with Home Depot where you'll use this and come in, and you want them to match a color that you bring in exactly, and they can mix it. By the Chroma attachment.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Those are the kinds of things you look for at CES, right? I mean,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Because everybody's at Sony, everybody's at Panasonic. I'm the only one at the Fuse Chicken booth.
You know what? I would like you to find something for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want you. This, I think, this is you. It's not a confused chicken, but I think you'd be.
Okay.
It's in booth. South Hall, booth 26809.
26809.
Yeah, and
okay.
it's a company called NetAtmo, and they're making an urban weather station. I think this is kind of cool. So okay. What you do is you put this out your window, and of course, you know, weather stations tell you the barometric pressure and the, you know,
yes.
the
yes.
humidity and the temperature, but this also tells you air quality and carbon
okay.
dioxide levels. So you can actually, and I would it will go to your phone, but I would imagine you can also kind of broadcast this, and it'd be really cool if these sensors were all over urban areas, and you would know kind of what the
air
condition
yeah.
would be all over the place, right?
Yeah.
They sell it for right now, I think for the iPhone for $179, but they say they're going to do an Android version soon. I think you should get one of these for review.
Okay.
Personal the weather station from NETATMO.com, the NetAtmo.
Okay, South Hall, 26809.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
It seems kind of cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It seems like that's the kind of thing you would do. And you live in an urban area where that's important. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Although here it's either filth, less filth.
Yeah.
Just two settings.
You just need a filth level, filth indicator. Is it Jersey or is it Pittsburgh? Which is it? Yeah.
What are we closest to today?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, actually, the air in New York is getting better. I mean, the Hudson River is, on a sunny day, I can see the propeller on my boat, which is saying a lot for the...
It's not even in the water.
That's very funny.
Unbelievable.
That's very funny.
So, I get all those emails because, once you've ever registered for a CES, you're going to get a ton of them.
Absolutely. No, so. But that sounds good. I will definitely go there, and I did write it down.
Yeah. I'm just looking at, there's a lot of crappy, cheap tablets. Of course, they always do that.
Oh, there are 90,000 phone cases.
Yeah.
And phone holders.
I like this. This is kind of interesting. Danelec, you probably have done stuff from Danelec before.
I have.
Yeah. They're making a wireless card reader.
Yeah, the mobile junkie?
Mobile junkie. How did you... You're good.
Because I get these... We probably get the same press releases,
yeah.
but I remember reading through that and putting it on my list.
Yeah, I thought that looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would need it to be wireless, but, you know, maybe you don't want to go anywhere near your computer or something. I don't know. You want to pull it out of the... I don't know. It seems like a good idea.
Yeah, Dane Electric. I remember those.
Yeah, Dane Electric. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going through some of my emails.
Oh, okay.
To see if there's anything else. What else are you excited about?
Oh, I just found, and this is not terribly exciting, but I thought it was very well designed. Let me see the name of the company. Oh, it's called Ventu, VENTEV. And they're going to be showing a new line of wall chargers. But what I like about them is they're really nicely designed. You can charge two iPads or iPad, iPhone at the same time. They are 2.1 amps. They they drop down to almost zero zero voltage once it's charged. And what I like about it is they come with flat, super flat charging cables so that they will not get all wrinkled up in your attaché case because they're flat. And also, it's very funny. It comes in this neat packaging, and it says, our packaging requires no scissors, no knife. It's just easy open. So I'm here going,
that easy.
Yeah, I know. Until I realized, oops, the bottom slides off.
Oh.
I know. But they should have an arrow that says open from the
open
bottom
here.
Because,
yeah.
you know, you think, oh, this just lifts. This is just welded on.
Wait. Hey, do you ever clean the Disneyland studios there?
What year is this? I do it on even years, so 2014.
I'm tempted. What? I'm very, we've all seen the Roomba from iRobot, and I guess iRobot is going to announce a pool
cleaning. The Roomba could go 1 foot before it got caught in some case.
I know. That's why I'm interested. There's another company, Manual or something they're called, with the Ritus hybrid robot cleaner. Looks like a Roomba, but it's got, you could have a microfiber. It'll mop the floors. It'll suck. It'll blow. It'll do anything that you ask of it.
Okay.
I don't know. You think...
No, I'll go by there. I'll go by there.
Would you go by? Because I agree with you. I think the Roomba... Wow, that's... I think the Roomba is a little bit of a, you know, good idea, but it doesn't it doesn't seem to really do it, and I thought maybe this might do better.
Yes, exactly.
You know, maybe it's time.
Like if you have a loft that's 50 by 100 feet and there's a table in the middle and that's it.
Then it might work. Well, nothing's going to clean your Disneyland. There's no clear space at all there. You need some...
No. No, that's the problem. There's no place to put this unit down. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Yeah. But I'll look at it. I'll look at it.
And, it's ideal. It says for every type of family, dual income families, families with young children, homes with pets, singles or seniors. That's pretty much everybody.
It pretty much is.
Oh, wait a minute. No, if you're a single income family, then the wife does the work. So it's okay. You don't need this.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing they left off of here. They claim it sucks up allergens. You know, that vacuum does, helps with that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's neat. If you don't have dirt, it puts dirt down. That's good.
Right. Washable filter, eco-friendly.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Enjoy a healthy environment, It looks better than the Roomba. It just looks cooler.
It doesn't give a price, though, does it?
Of course not. Wait a minute, let's see.
No, okay. Usually when they don't have a price...
That's a bad sign. See, you're experienced at this stuff. You understand this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Where to buy? Well, you can buy it. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Online at the Mona Lisa store. This is another... I think all the good web names are gone. $400.
All right, that's about the same as the Roomba.
Is that the same as a Roomba?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like they sell other stuff as well.
There are no more web addresses because I bought remaining web address.
You got them all.
Yeah. No, I actually bought that one. Last remaining web address.
That one, did you buy it? That's good. I like it.
I did, yeah.
Last remaining web address.
.com.
What else are you looking for?
Let's see. That's what I had for... I already packed my list up. But,
you forgot you were doing the show?
No. What I did is I went through everybody's list, all the press releases, hundreds of them, and I typed them onto a list of things I definitely want to see. Actually, hang on a second.
Don't go anywhere because I got another robot. The chat room says, would you check out the Neato? The Neato robot.
The Neato robot.
Yeah, it knows where it's been and knows where it hasn't.
Oh, okay. Now, do we know that these are at CES?
Yes, I think Neato is because I just think I got an email from them too. Let me just check. Hi there. Okay. Hi there. Courtney doesn't say they're at CES or not, but
can you hand me that button?
Yeah, I wonder if people, it was a Stanford University business plan competition. Self-localizing multifunctional floor cleaning robot.
I like it.
Has anybody in the chat room, you were talking about it, have you used the Neato? They say it looks like a Nintendo N64 with wheels. It does. Looks like you could put a video game in the front there. Yeah, okay. Wow, Web 6698 says they're light years ahead of the competition. They said this isn't just a sweeper. This is sucks. It scans maps and plans. Don't you dare call it a sweeper. A lot of robot, quote, vacuums are really just sweepers. Not the Neato. It's the most powerful robot vacuum. I want a Neato.
Wow. I will check that out. Price point.
You know what's cool? It has a little docking station that it slides into and automatically charges itself when it's run out of power.
Well, they almost all have those.
They all do that? Okay. It's bagless. Yeah. Easy scheduling. All floors are covered. Works for carpet as well as hardwood. All right, let's see where to buy. Let's buy one of these. Let's see. They got it at Amazon and Best Buy. They're probably all the same price. It's a little more expensive. $4.29. That's for pet owners and allergy sufferers. $3.99 for the regular one. So that's, I guess, got special filters for a little $30 more. I don't know. See if they're there. You should do all this stuff.
I will.
Check all the robots.
Okay, so I'm looking for the I'm Watch, the Android Watch.
I've tried that. It's crap. Don't waste your time. We reviewed it before you buy. I had it. It's terrible.
Oh, okay.
But
yes.
The Pebble Watch is going to make its debut there.
Okay, there's something else to look for.
That's the Kickstarter. Well, they're having their announcement there. They don't say what it is. That's the Kickstarter project. If you have any trouble getting in, just tell them Jim Pemper sent you. No, if you have any trouble, if you have any trouble getting in, say I'm here on behalf of Leo Laporte, who was a donor. He was one of, you know, I support. It was a Kickstarter project. Their press conference is January 9th at 9 a.m. At room S228. It's going to be streamed live on getpebble.com because there's a lot of us who donated to the Pebble. This is going to be the Android watch. This, I think, is going to be the one. If any of them are the one, this will be the one. And I actually ordered one. I hope you will go there. You know, even if the story is it doesn't work, that's a huge story because they got,
no,
I think,
that's a story.
85,000 supporters on Kickstarter.
Does it say it's only $150?
It's $150. $150. But I think you have to have an Android device for this to work. I think or iPhone. Android or iPhone. Bluetooth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much
the universe. It'll vibrate with incoming calls, emails, and messages. Tells you, look at this. This is on a bicycle, you get your speed, your time, and control your music.
Wow.
It's a runner's watch. It's a golf range finder. And, of course, it'll let you know.
Does it do apps?
Yeah. It's got clock apps. No, it's incoming caller ID, email, calendar alerts, Facebook messages, Twitter,
good.
Weather alerts. So, but again, you're tying it to a phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Load apps using Bluetooth. So it does allow you to install more apps. And it will work with If This Then That. So that's kind of cool, too.
I'm also looking for New Cube, the world's smallest, loudest MP3 player.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, would you check that out for me?
Yeah.
I'll forward you. Let me just forward you the invitation so you can.
Perfect.
You can add that. How do you keep track of this? Do you have a kind of a special system for this? Do you have a file folder or anything?
Basically, I just put it in Dropbox. I boil all the press releases down, put them in a file, put them in Dropbox.
Doesn't that make them kind of soggy and hard to read?
Well, you know what? Whatever I can read is what I see, and what I can't read, I save the time. So it's really it's a good system when you think about it.
All right.
As long as you don't think about it too long.
Now I'm kind of feeling bad that I'm not going to CES. Oh, wait a minute. I am going to CES.
You are. In a way, you're going.
But I'm not going to be like we're not going to do the Sky Booth that we did last year. We've done that. That's like be the fourth year we would have done this. But it was so expensive. So we just thought we'd kind of get in, get the story, and get out.
Get out, yeah. And save a bundle.
Save a bundle.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's good you're doing it this way because then you can weigh to see if you thought, we should have been there and then go again next year. Or you'll say, you know what? We got plenty of coverage, saved a ton of money, listeners, viewers were happy. So this way you can compare this year with last year. So it was a good test.
I don't know what this product is, but I think you should check it out.
Okay.
Where science meets sexuality. It's going to be, they're going to give a special keynote, 2:10 p.m. January 10th, room N250. It's a special product. They won't even talk about what it is.
Oh, yeah. Unless it's an out-and-out gadget, I ain't going.
Well,
I rarely go to press conferences because you spend an hour and a half there and you find out about one thing. Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a hot topic if it is anything.
Well, you know, I'll go there. If they're having sex in the room, I'll go in.
I think it's more like, I don't know, you know, because the whole thing now, in fact, we just got a device we're going to review on Before You Buy that attaches to your iPhone. You put your finger on it. It does your blood oxygen, your pulse, it does all this stuff from your finger. I think you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff.
I think Whiting's is doing...
They're doing so many things, yeah.
Yes, I know. It's not from Whiting's, right?
No, it's another company. But I'm just trying to think. I wonder if there's something that has to do with making love that you... I don't know, some device you put on... I don't... Maybe not. It seems like...
Is it Trojan who was there last year with their new vibrators?
Yeah, they're going to be there. Yeah. Yeah, they're back.
They're back. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
They've invented disposable condoms, which I think is exciting.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to cut down on my cleaning and washing bill a lot.
There are a lot of, I'm look. You know, half the press releases I have are iPhone and iPad cases.
They are, I know.
So boring.
They really are.
That's what Macworld's for.
And stands. Exact. And stands.
Stands. I don't need a stand. I got a stand. Casemate. There are a lot of earbuds, earphones. Rockform is there. That's my favorite case. Panasonic's going to give a keynote.
Qualcomm. Oh, you know, it's a fun thing I go to is it's called Digital Health, and it's called 30 products in an hour while you eat.
Oh, I like that. That's over at Pieros, right?
No, it used to be. Now they're doing it in the convention center.
Oh.
And you go in, you pick up a sandwich, bag of chips, some soda, you sit down, and each of 30 companies has 2 minutes to pitch their product.
That's
and if you
a good idea.
Like it, you just write down the name and go up and pick up a press release at the end of the event. So that's a great event for covering a lot of stuff in a very short amount of time.
You know, I'm looking, and there's so much Me Too stuff. It must be hard for you to go through this and find something interesting. But you got to, right? Because not only do you have to find something for the GizWiz, but you've got to find stuff for ABC and.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Polaroid video in video camcorder lets you see yourself in the shot. So I want to see what that's all about.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Boost blocks. Oh, the Lytro light field camera.
Lytros will be there. That's that weird camera. Yeah.
Right. And I think they're coming out with a video version now for the first time where you can shoot video and then focus the part of the video that you really wanted.
Oh, I would go check out Lytros for sure. Yeah.
Phosphorus showing new watches. You know, they also use e-ink.
I like e-ink. I have to say, for a watch, it's kind of cool. Well, anyway, I think there's going to be...
We've got plenty to do.
We've got plenty to do. So, do you have another one, or you want to do the Gadget Warehouse?
No, let's do the Gadget Warehouse, and it's sort of a combo. You found that other email, right?
I do have it right here and sitting in front of me in my lap.
Okay, very good. So, what you could do is play our letters theme and read the letter part.
Oh, we'll start with the letters theme. And the letter, I guess, you want me to read it, Dick, or do you want
to
read
it? Yeah, why not? Because it's easier.
For you, it's easier. I got to work. Yeah. Why don't you read it, Leo? It'll be easier for me. Leo, you may Dick and Dee and Leo, you may remember me from such episodes as Prank Packs Gifted Twit Bricks, episode 1350, Turn the Table Turkey Feathers, episode 1374, or a personally delivered Sky Mall catalog with pics to boot. He came here, Kevin Sears did, in not so long ago, episode 1385. Today, Kevin says, I present you with my first YouTube video, unedited, of course, entitled Memories Across Space and Time. This is a reflection of gadgets that I have worked with in this department many years ago, which came back to greet me during my second tour of duty. I purchased these tools in 1983, only to see them again in my next regeneration in 2005. Not only across time and space, but not as across time, but also space, as this office and lab moved from its original location to a newly constructed building on the campus in 2001. Here's a picture of him coming by. It was fun to meet him.
That was the 1 year anniversary, right?
Yeah, he's a Doctor Who fan, Mac Doctor Who, and apparently I decided to dress for the occasion.
Yeah, as is your one.
As is my one.
Oh, but this is different. You're a man in that shot.
I'm a man in every shot, Dick. There's nothing.
Oh, okay.
No matter how I look, I'm still a man.
Oh, okay. So that no-no's not working on the body hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And by the way, he did a little. Well, you'll see this in the video, before and after. But I'll tell you what. Let's go to the video. What do you say?
Let's do that.
Let's run the tape. Mac Across Time.
Hey, Dickie D and Leo. This is Mac Doctor Who, coming to you today.
I like the music
as
track.
Father
I do
Time,
too.
Closing out not only the year of 2012, but this cubicle I call home for the past 7 years.
Look at that.
My
crazy
first tour of duty in
There's
this apartment
Bondi Blue.
Yes.
Was in an adjoining building.
Steve Jobs
from
bio.
1983 through 1990. I returned after the gentleman who sat here retired in 2005.
At least they think he was retired. He could be buried beneath the
On my
junk.
First week of the job, the fellow technician ask for the meter out of Will's desk because it was due for calibration. He knew right where to find it. I hadn't dug through all of Will's stuff yet. And he pulled out this meter.
Oh, nice voltmeter.
And I said, huh, you won't believe it, but this is my meter from 1983.
Wow.
How can you tell, he asked. Well, back then, we labeled everything, and I mean everything.
Yeah.
Our tools had a color code. Blue was my color, along with number 194. A few years later, when we were cleaning out the storeroom, I came across
it's a Fluke multimeter, yeah.
The Fluke 75.
But the most amazing find in this old desk was based on
I'm
going to
cry.
I'm
I
so sad.
In May of 1984 at the dedication of this new facility.
Look at that.
My daughter Bethany, 20 months old,
28 years ago,
joined me at the end of the workday for a photo op with her papa next to the dedication plaque. You might notice that in my pocket, I had a pocket protector where I carried two pens.
Nothing geeky here.
And two screwdrivers.
It looks like he's got a USB TARDIS, too, there.
Well,
yes.
In this very desk,
he's got,
I found one of those screwdrivers.
He's got a sonic screwdriver as well.
Number 194.
It's blue.
A little hard to read.
So there's some really honest people that work there.
Yeah,
you're the first time.
Ford didn't want that crap.
7 years.
I was just
going to
say, if that had been an iPad, it would have lasted a week.
He is a Doctor Who fan. Look at all the Doctor Who memorabilia.
From many.
That's so cool. So is he retiring? Is that what's going on here?
No, he was there in 1983. He labeled all his tools. Kept moving around,
just
and
the
then somehow got back to the same desk.
There's his brick.
just like Father
his
Time.
His tools are still there after all 28 years.
This is Mac Doctor Who coming to you from the Midwest.
Aww.
And may your
there's the turkey
gadget
feather.
Warehouse
yes.
be ever flowing with memories of the past.
Wow.
He's such a fan of the show, I figured, we'll run it.
Here's the thing I don't understand. So now let me show you, by the way, if you want to watch this video in its entirety, Memories Across Time and Space, his YouTube channel is Kevin Sears, S-E-A-R-S. But
here's also... There's a link to it on my website.
On your site. But then here's the thing that worries me.
Yes.
Because he sent us also before and after pictures. This is the before picture. And then there's the after picture. It's all gone. I need to reread this letter. Did he quit? Did he retire?
No, he went to a different division. And then he ended up back at the same division.
But he said, but he's cleaned this all up December 22nd.
Well, he cleaned it up, but I guess he had to leave his tools there.
Ah. No. Yeah, I understand. But this was like a week ago.
Oh.
I think he quit. Is he still with us?
Yeah.
I'm worried now.
Well, that only came on January 2nd, so I'm sure he is.
Well, please let us know, Kevin, what's going on from Eagle, Kevin. Wisconsin. Kevin Sears and his newly cleaned cubicle. This is the before picture, which we saw, in the video. And apparently he's just tidied it up right there. It's 22 December night, 2012.
Well, when he emailed me on January 3rd, he said he's back at the same location, so he must be okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do what? Oh, he's in the chat room, Leo.
What does he say? What's the deal, Kevin?
He said he's back in the same company.
He's in another place.
He moved on to another position in the same company.
So he wanted to make that video before he moved to another job.
Right.
Thank God Myra's there to explain. I hear Myra in the background. Dick. It's all here. He's in the chat room. He just moved down the hall. Well, Doctor Who, I was back Doctor Who. I was all worried.
And so the music was setting us.
That sounded so sad.
I know. I thought,
my God, he's dying.
A terrible ending.
So he keeps moving, apparently, or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has the same crappy meter. Can't get rid of it.
That damn fluke keeps coming back like a bad multimeter.
Gazelle doesn't want it.
Hey, our show today, speaking of Gazelle, is not brought to you by Gazelle, but reminds me that one of our fabulous sponsors, Audible.com. If you are not yet an Audible member, I'm going to tell you how you can get your first Audible book absolutely free. But first, what book? There's 100,000 Audible titles. It's hard to narrow it down. There's so many wonderful things. New Star Wars books just came out. Star Wars Scoundrels. They got some classics. Elijah Wood. Frodo reads The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Well, I bet that's good. They do, they have this kind of signature series where they have famous actors narrating classic books. I'm just curious.
You don't know about me. Without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. But that ain't no matter.
That'd be fun to hear him do that. He's acting that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. See, one way to get kids, by the way, interested in books. My son, who is not a great reader, loves audiobooks. I've been pushing this on him for years. I've been an Audible member for 50 years. No, since 2001. I was seeing 50 Shades of Grey, and I got distracted. Since 2001, for 11 years, and I've been telling him ever since, you ought to try these audiobooks. Finally, he did, and he listens to science books all the time. It's a great way to get a great education. Science and technology, of course, but also fiction, classics and brand new, thrillers, mysteries, business books, history. I listen to a lot of history, and of course, a great collection of science fiction and fantasy books. All of the Middle Earth books, including several versions of The Hobbit. They've got probably the one you should get is the Rob Inglis. He's reading the book, but they do have some, and he reads also The Lord of the Rings. He does a great job. But they do have some, if you want something a little shorter and quicker, they have a great BBC Four adaptation of The Hobbit from a couple of decades ago that's just fantastic. I'm a big audio fan. And I, as you know, and I, there's old time radio, there's newspapers and magazines. In fact, with your Audible subscription, you can even get a newspaper delivered, audio newspaper delivered to you every day. I'm a huge fan. I know you will be too. So here's the deal: if you go to audible.com right now, audible.com/gizwiz. Here's the this is the daily audio digest. Just so this is what you'd hear if you had the New York Times in your subscription.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013, and Audible presents the New York Times audio digest. Here's what's on this morning.
What a great way if you miss the morning paper, but you're in your commute, you can read the Times. Well, not just the Times. There's lots and lots of periodicals and magazines and books, and so go to audible.com/gizwiz. You get a credit. Your first month's free. You're going to be signing up for the gold account. Your first book's free. Cancel at any time. Pay nothing. But the book is yours to keep forever. However, I don't think you're going to want to cancel because there's so many great books on here. audible.com/gizwiz. Pick a book. Listen. You'll love it. Simon Vance, A Tale of Two Cities. I love Simon Vance. He's one of my favorite narrators. Such a great British voice. Listen.
A Tale of Two Cities, A Story of the French Revolution by Charles Dickens.
I bet you've tried to read this narrated book many times. Let me tell you, this is the way.
This unabridged audiobook was produced...
Unabridged, so every word's there. And, you know, these books come alive. Even if they were hard to read as a book, listening to a great reader brings these books to life. audible.com/gizwiz. Give it a try today. Do you care? Will you look at phones at all, Dick, while you're there?
You know, I rarely do because, you know, like, you know, you have what, a dozen phones?
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's a pretty long list. Probably there's more than a dozen.
So, you know, I don't have enough background to compare phone to phone to phone. So I wait till I hear about something really good and I go get it. Like,
yes. Well, you're like a normal person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, if a Galaxy 4 comes out, I'd certainly be interested to know what's
rumors are.
About it.
Check it out. That's the rumor that they will announce a Galaxy S4.
But I heard they were going to hold off maybe till February for the.
For IFA or.
IFA or. Yeah. Yeah. A phone booth on the corner, something. I don't know.
Well, that was our warehouse Friday, right?
Exactly, and our short show is now an hour and 15 minutes.
Good, I like it. We're really keeping them down. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. You're going to get on a plane tomorrow. I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow.
8:30 a.m.
We'll meet in Vegas.
Are you doing Twit tomorrow night?
I am, and right after Twit, I'm running to the airport and flying.
You're running. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, take a car service. That's just
you know,
much.
I wouldn't have to leave so early if I didn't have to run. Or I could walk, but then I'd have to, take too long. Yeah.
So I will, so if I go by the Ford booth anytime Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, well, I'll tell you when to come see me. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Because I think we have it on inside.twit.tv. I know I'll be on the stage.
Right here.
10:30 a.m. That's Paul Mascarenhas, the CTO of Ford. Okay. 1 p.m. is John Ellis. So, you know, from 11 to 1, I'll probably be going around trying to get some stuff at the booths.
Oh, okay.
And then 3 p.m., we're going to do a panel. And I'll be running, probably running out of there after that panel because I have to go over to the IAWTV Awards.
Wow.
Where I am nominated for, I think, Best Host or something like that. Nominated, but I won't. It's one of those things where, I'm up against people like Shira Lazar. I don't have a shot at it. But that'll be fun.
You're not even in the picture.
No, well, that's last year's winners.
Oh, okay.
With any luck, I might be in the picture next year. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's nominees in a lot of different categories. I'm doing the podcast awards the night before. This is another one. This one focuses though more on video on the web as opposed to audio.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'm nominated in Best Host Live. But look who I'm up against. I mean, not only Shira Lazar from What's Trending, but Mark Keyser and Wade Major from Stupid for Movies, Beth Hoyt from My Damn Channel, and AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance, Kristen Burt and AJ Gibson. There's not a chance in hell that I'm going to win. But I'm going to go because that would be embarrassing if I won and I weren't there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm voting for you.
You have to be a member of the Academy.
I'll join.
Okay, would you please? It might be too late. Maybe for next year. We won last year for Best News Show with TNT won.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so maybe there's a show. I think TMT is nominated again.
Didn't you just win an award a couple weeks ago?
I got a Stitcher Award, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Best Tech Podcast, yeah.
So, Hello.
I'm a wiener. Anyway, Dick, always a pleasure. Have a great time at CES. I won't Tuesday, anytime around those times, and I should be there saying hi and all that.
At least we'll wave and
I have the KTEL is the name of that company, by the way. The KTEL arm. Put my iPhone on that and I could stick it in people's faces and say, "What is that? Who are you? Why is this here?" And do a
perfect
bunch of them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you'll be the guy in drag with the black eye.
I am wearing the dress to the award show.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
It's a formal thing.
And this time I'll use the no-no to shave my legs. That'll work.
That'll work fine.
Thank you, Dickie D. Safe travels. We'll see you next week on the Gizwiz.
I'll be here.